feel like I should be in some sort of montage every time that this song comes on.
It just takes me to the opening of Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what stuff. It is. It's the nacho plate going into the microwave.
I'm burying you. welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We already on a couple tangents before we even start this third segment here. Welcome, everybody. You can join us on the phones anytime, 844-967-2789. We are on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. We are also on the Devil Radio app. Did you know that you can download the Devil Radio app?
I am very well aware. I have downloaded it so many times, Brian. You would not believe how many times I've downloaded it.
You've downloaded it so hard, you are...
It cannot be downloaded any harder.
You've downloaded it so many copies, you've filled up at least like 2 or 3 exabytes of data.
Easily.
Just with the Devil Radio app.
Exactly.
Just to go and fill our numbers.
Yep. Got to get those quotas up, man.
The Devil Radio numbers are all... sitting on a hard drive somewhere.
Somewhere.
That's good stuff.
That's what it is.
My buddy, I used to work at a sushi restaurant, and the owner won best sushi restaurant in the city of Chicago because all he did all day long was create good reviews for his his thing.
That's before one way to do it.
It was before anybody really attracted anything.
Yeah, before you could verify like the Yelp reviews
he
and
did,
stuff.
Just
yeah.
over and over and over again.
That's
and
fascinating.
Voted and voted and voted. And then got all of his friends. Like they were sitting there at the sushi counter just all texting all night long.
Yeah. That's just like the class president just stuffing the prom vote box, just being like, oh, yeah, I'm prom king.
Oh, look. This is amazing how this works out.
It's so popular.
I counted the votes, and I won.
Yeah.
Welcome to Putin's.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. There we
Putin
go.
Prom.
There it is.
Welcome to the Putin prom.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And you can watch this great radio show as well as listening to it by going onto the Facebook page. Go to Devil Radio 92.7. Give us a like. Follow us on Twitter as well at Devil Radio 927. But as we were talking about last segment, we've got a proposal of 22 bills to address climate change and the climate justice here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And the Speaker of the Assembly pretty much says, no.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not, hey, this is what I would do to go and fix, you know.
Yeah, not this is the Republican response to how we address this problem. More on that, it would be, we don't believe it's a problem, so we're not going to address anything.
Yeah, can you fix the hole in the wall? I think I should do it with drywall. No, that's a stupid idea.
There's no hole there, actually.
There's
what
no
their
hole.
Response. Yeah, there's just no hole.
There's no wall or hole.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm just going to not be in this property and live in a different one.
So Speaker Voss is what we get because we got some gerrymandered maps here
just a little bit.
In Wisconsin. And so he holds on to his power because he's the
only one who knows how they all were gerrymandered.
He drew the maps. He knows how how it works. And he gets a majority in the state assembly. But it's interesting because one of the other consequences, Brian, that we can have because we have such gerrymandered maps is we can almost have individuals, allegedly, that... live outside of the district that they represent.
That's crazy.
And then still get elected to that office because they're not beholden to their voters, and this information is kind of swept under the rug. And no, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And we got a story out of the Wisconsin Examiner, Brian, and we're going to dive into this story as well.
This just makes me scratch my head. Here's the headline. St. Croix County Democrats confused after charges against Waukesha official who lives outside district. This is by Henry Redman.
Yeah, and so Henry dives in because apparently, we don't have to read through the whole piece, but the gist of this piece is there was a Waukesha local official.
She Kathleen was Waukesha Cummings.
County. Yep. She was charged because she had apparently, within the last decade, she's been a longtime official. She's been serving for quite a while.
Two decades.
And in that time, she moved her addresses. So she moved, actually, it was not very far down the street, Brian. She was a very close resident, but she happened to go outside of the district that she represented at the county level, and then just continued to use her previous address as her residence, even though she no longer lived there, for several elections since then. This was back in the mid-2000s, I believe 2012, 2014, right around then is when she moved. And so for the last better part of 6 to 8 years, she just has been lying, well, misleading on the on the filing forms for this candidacy.
She pulled an Aaron Rodgers.
Misleading, yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's immunized.
She's immunized.
She's immunized.
She's immunized from living outside of her district.
Yeah, and so she was still being elected to that position that she originally held, even though she no longer lived in that district. And so now the St. Croix Democratic Party is saying, hey, wait, we also have an instance of that going on up here.
Uh-huh.
And so I find it fascinating because now we've got, for years, Representative Zimmerman, so who represents the in the St. Croix area, is where his district is. For years, he's used separate addresses for voting and tax purposes.
This is Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls.
Yes. And so, and this is reading now from Redmond's piece.
Yeah.
Zimmerman has claimed Wisconsin lottery tax credit on his $500,000 home in Pierce County, town of Clifton, which is not in the 30th district that he represents.
That's good stuff.
Very good stuff. State law requires that only a primary residence is eligible for that tax credit.
Good, good, good.
Good. Very good stuff.
They call that carpet bagging.
I believe they do, Brian. That is the exact term.
I'm just throwing it out there. I might not have the bottom the same, but at least the rest of it, I'd have a shag carpet bag. That's just me.
That's just you? That's
I mean, if you're going to do it.
I was going to say, if you would do it, that's how you do it.
If you're going to do it, do it right.
Fair enough.
Multicolored shag carpet bag.
Oh, we're extending it now. Multicolored.
No one would see me coming at all. Matching Ugg boots. That'd be so good.
Oh, geez.
I get hot within three steps. Anyway,
Piece reads on. Zimmerman lists his voting address as a home in River Falls within the district, which he says he shares with his son. Zimmerman's wife, Angela, lists the Clifton home as her voting address. Zimmerman also lifted Clifton address when he incorporated an LLC in Florida in 2018.
Okay.
So he's using, allegedly, he lives with his son still in the district, question mark. Mm-hmm. But he votes, or his wife votes, and he has the tax, the lottery tax for his home, lottery tax credit on his home.
Well,
is in the one where his wife votes from.
Maybe he knows that his wife's not going to vote for him because she knows him and wants to make sure that his wife doesn't vote.
He doesn't want to lose his wife's vote is what you're suggesting? Like,
she's in the district.
No, she's outside of the district.
That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. She
knows that she's going to vote against him, so she's out of the district. That's how
it
works.
I feel like marriage counseling would be cheaper than doing this whole routine.
No, the Republican way is end around. All it is just an end around to make such a complicated system. It's just... It's like one of those weird artwork things you see in New York City in the showcase on Sesame Street.
Jeez. Well, yeah, so this is just one more. So not only do we not get proposals that will actually see some public hearings and maybe some debate on the Assembly and State Senate floor to address climate change because the Speaker of the Assembly says, no, those are just Madison and Milwaukee wish lists, essentially. But also we get things like representatives that don't actually live in the district they claim to represent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, just all comes back to the maps that we've been talking about so much lately, Brian.
Like, I was joking, like, maybe I should run for Milwaukee mayor and come to find out I don't live in Milwaukee.
No, you don't.
But that'd be awesome if, like, you know.
You just signed yourself up to
the They all wrote me in somehow. And they couldn't be mayor because they live outside of the city. They had to move into Milwaukee, get a residence.
Yeah, I do think you get like an initial, there's like a window there where you can move into the district after being elected on the ballot.
Because I was going to say, like Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati. Did he live there at the time? Did he move around? Like, there's, like Romney moves, like he was the governor of
Massachusetts.
You know, Massachusetts is now reppin', you know.
Yeah, well, and famously the New York mayor now, Eric Adams, I believe, out in New York City, apparently doesn't live in New York City either, and he was just elected mayor. So,
would you live here if you were mayor? No,
I feel like I would live.
That's unless you're 6 foot.
I feel like if I was running for mayor or something, I would be living where I was running for mayor. But we got the phone line stacking up, so let's see what Dick from Madison's got on his mind. What do you got today, Dick?
Well, what about Glenn Grossman is living in your basement, your district?
That's his mother's house, and also his.
Oh, it's his mother.
That's his mother and slash partner.
Which one's worse, living with your mother or living with your son when you're claiming residency in a district you don't actually?
Does his son actually just live there alone, and he just?
I don't know.
He and the wife like this. I'm picturing this like 8-year-old kid all on his own, eating nothing but peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you guys really hit it out of the park when you read Voss's statement. Isn't that rich? I like the part best, fellas, where he says, you know, you're just mad because you can't win outside of Madison and Milwaukee.
Nah.
Oh, gee, I wonder why that is.
What could possibly be causing that, Dick?
You having a problem walking?
I don't know.
It's not like I shot you in the foot yesterday.
Another thing, a poster child for the nice guy back in 2010, I could tell you a story about former Senator Glenn Schultz, too, that's not very nice. probably have to tell you off the air sometime. Not so much about that, but it's absolutely absurd what he said to me back in 2010. I never forgot it.
I believe it. Hopefully we'll be having some more parties, Dick, and like the Summer of Love, we'll try to recreate that either this winter.
You would love to hear it, I trust
you. We're going to get to it, man. I love hearing these stories. I think you like to hear this bit of prose I wrote about Robin Voss
in preparation
for the show here.
But hang on, real quick, before you dive into your prose, there's a Home Alone scenario of Reb Zimmerman's kid.
Yeah.
He's just running rampant through the house.
He's got a YouTube thing going on. He's watched every YouTube
video. The Wet Bandits are trying to break in. And
of course.
It's pretty comical going on.
But the Wet Bandits were sent by his own father to try and test him. Also to make it seem like somebody's home. Anyway,
this is great. Let's dive into Brian's prose.
I'm just picturing the kid. All right, you can stay here alone and do whatever you want, but you have to make it seem like somebody lives here all the time so that I can run this district. Dad, why don't you just live here with me? No, that would be too simple.
I need to live outside of
the district. That home over there has better water, and I like the view.
You're not allowed in that home, son.
What is it? So stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wrote this bit of prose about Robin Voss in reaction to the 22 climate change bills. It doesn't matter. Voss will kill it, like all the environment and any chance of hope from here to his death. May it come after he rues his own and useless existence as the human personification of a cocktail weenie that's too weird for anyone to eat. It just sits there and gets tiny wrinkles. But then it becomes sentient and somehow controls the entire state of Wisconsin. The cheese state, run by a runt summer sausage. Great job. I've always thought he's the human personification of a cocktail weenie.
And this was the show prep that I came into today, ladies and gentlemen.
I wanted you to read something beautiful when you came in.
I was like, all right, time to put my head on for the show now. Let's focus on what we're going to talk about. And that was what was on the Google Doc. So thank you for that, Brian.
I care.
I do.
I want you to know that I care, and then I put effort into this program each and every day.
Each and every day.
And sometimes inspiration hits me, and you know, it's more than just saying he's a cocktail weenie. It's getting into the wrinkles of it. You know,
you got to give it background story. You got to explain and give it some character.
Yeah, it's got to have. He can't just want to have power for power's sake. There's got to be some sort of background, has to go and. There has to be a motivation there, because otherwise it's just, so why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's the scary thing there.
Why are you living outside of your district, but you have a residence in your district already? It's not like there's a home shortage or you can't get anything done. You just live there more, and then there's no problems, but...
Just live... in the district that you represent and work for those people.
It's exhausting. How people will go out of their way to not do what they're doing. I don't want to do my job, but I have to do my job. And how do you think that that's a good thing to do? Is it, or maybe they didn't even know where their maps were. It could be that they just,
no, we've had these maps for a decade. That's not it.
That's right.
That's not it.
Can't plead ignorance this time.
I don't think so.
I heard somewhere for at least a couple times, ignorance of the law is not, because I was in line for traffic court a lot. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse for disobeying it.
Unless you're Donald Trump Jr., right?
And you
get caught up in a meeting with Russians and you claim it's about adoption, but really maybe it was about campaign finance. But you didn't know you were breaking those campaign finance
laws. Some people do those things all the time. It happens all the time that way. It's important to do an end around over and over. Honestly, this is why when I mess up, I just say, yep, I did it, done.
Yeah, you own up to those mistakes.
One, I build character, and two, what are you going to say after that?
Well, apparently there was felony charges, I believe, for the individual in Waukesha, the representative there that was lying about her address. So maybe we'll see what happens with Representative Sharon.
Oh, no, it's a completely different circumstance. Completely different.
Completely different. Maybe it will be recommended to prosecutors, and prosecutors would drop it too. Who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be on the air for one more segment. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
I'm going to live across the state and call myself in Madison.